the grace and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we come together in one body, it is important that we remember that we're facing the newness and the grace and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. We call it Christ Day. The destruction of all the countries and the rephrasing that's necessary, call it Christ Day. Not talking about Christmas. Taking away from us the Christian national holidays and the God-formed countries throughout the world. We know that God has a divine plan. Herod's life was one of the ruthless political expeditions, although the historical evidence for the massacre of infants is exclusively biblical, it appears entirely possible that King Herod was capable of this destruction of the bodies of those that were young. When a group of wise men or scholars came to Jerusalem shortly after Jesus was born, they asked one question: where could they find the newly born King of the Jews? They added, "We have seen his star in the east and then have come to worship him." Matthew 2:2. When the word of this reached King Herod, he sent for them and urged them to find the child so he could worship them too. But Herod was lying. His real goal was to destroy the child, fearing ideologically that in time Jesus would take over his throne. God warned the wise men of Herod's plot in a dream, and after Herod realized they have evaded him, he ordered the death of every child in Bethlehem to below the age of 2 years old. Herod wasn't the last to try to destroy Christ and his people. Even in the old days, evil men and women rise up against God's work. But God's word is true. "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Matthew 16:18. And the same day Christ will come again to judge all the evil, and the glorification of Satan will be defeated and will be complete. All those who are on your side believe in Christ. The pagans formulated a holiday that we call today Christmas, substantially ruining the direction of Christ's action. The name has to be changed to Christ Day, even though this was 3 BC and the three wise men came 2 years prior to what people are being announced and told we need to give it to the consideration. The possibility of the birth of Christ is September the 11th, 3 BC. Yet we celebrate it, and it's okay to celebrate Christ Day every day. Jesus laid aside his heavenly glory. In becoming a human being, Christ laid aside his heavenly glory to live among us. The question is, why did he do that? The scriptures give us several reasons why Christ came to earth. He wanted to further reveal God to humanity. The first and foremost reason was to give a further revelation of God to humanity. If you wish to know what Christ is like, you need to go no further than to look at Christ. The Bible says, "No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who at the Father's side has come and made himself known," in John 1:18. This verse teaches that Jesus explained God to humanity. We need no longer wonder what God is like. Jesus showed us Christ himself and said, Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" John 14:9. Jesus said, "This is my, and by my both words and deeds." Jesus claimed that God guided both his word and deeds. Jesus gave him them the answers. "I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these." In John 5:19-20, Jesus said, But if I do it, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles that may know and understand that the Father is in me. I am in the Father, John 10:38. Jesus' work of reaching out to the vilest of sinners, revealing the heart of God the Father. Those who criticize his work among the worst sinners revealed their lack of understanding with God's desires. The Old Testament revelations is incomplete. While God revealed himself to humankind in the Old Testament, the revelation was incomplete. There were a number of things that waited until God himself came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Though and through Jesus revealed God to humanity in a personal way. Jesus came to fulfill God's promise to certain people. God made a number of promises to people like Adam, Noah, Abraham, David. To Adam, he was a promised Messiah, the seed of the woman. I will put humanity between you and the woman, and between you seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the hand, and you shall bruise him on the heel. Genesis 3:15. Abraham. To Abraham, Jesus was the one descendant who built and would bless the world. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. All the people on earth will be blessed through you. Genesis 12:3. David. To David, Jesus was the promised king, and he would come from his family. When your days are complete and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise you up above your descendants. After you, you will come forth from you, and I will establish his kingdom. 2 Samuel 7:12. The coming of Jesus fulfilled this promise. The angel said to Mary, "You will be with a child and give birth to the Son. You will give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Luke 1:31-33. Jesus came to bring salvation to all humanity. The covenant he made with them promised salvation for both Israel and Gentiles. With the coming of Christ to the world, these promises were fulfilled. For I say the Christ has become a servant to the circumstances on behalf of the truth of God, to confirm the promise given to his fathers, and to the Gentiles to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, "Therefore I will give praise to you among the Gentiles, and I will sing to you in names." Romans 15:8-9. Jesus came to fulfill the law of Moses. Jesus also came to fulfill the law of Moses and said, "Do you believe that I come to abolish the law of the prophets? Did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say unto you, until heaven and earth passes away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass the law until all is accomplished." Matthew 5:17-18. By living a perfect life here upon earth, Jesus fulfilled the requirements of the law in every aspect. Jesus came to die for the sins of the world. When sins entered the world, God installed the concept of stipulations, sacrifices, where God required the sacrifice to die. However, the sacrifices of animals could not take away sin. Neither would the death of an ordinary human bring and be satisfied to take away sins. What was needed was the perfect sacrifice. This was accomplished with God becoming a human being. Christ's coming was to die on the cross for the sins of the world. When Christ came, he sacrificed himself on Calvary cross. Jesus himself testified, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life in ransom for many." Matthew 20:28. His death on the cross has paid the penalty of our sins. He died in our place so that we do not have to suffer eternally for our misdeeds. The Bible says God in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not inputting their testimonies and to them, and has committed to us the ministry of reconciliation. He made them sins for him that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:19, 21. Jesus Christ came into the world to become humanity, survivor. Without his coming humanity, there would not be salvation. Jesus came to bring a new covenant. Jesus not only fulfilled the promises of the old covenant, his coming brought a new covenant into existence. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat this, it is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant, which is pouring out for the many for the forgiveness of sins." Matthew 26:26-28. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. His coming also was to destroy the works of the devil and hold that he has over the humanity. For this purpose, the Son of God manifested that he might and he will destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. Jesus' death on the cross frees us from the power of sin. The devil no longer has a right to control us because Christ has come, given us the freedom to choose not to sin. It is amazing where we're at this day as Jesus came to judge the world righteously. Jesus came to be righteous judge of humanity. Scripture says that he is he who will judge the world. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all of the judgments to his Son. John 5:22, Jesus says, and he has given to them their authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. John 5:27. He is qualified to judge humanity because he became a human being. Since he has lived in the human being, his judgment will always be righteous and fair. Jesus came to symbolize with believers as the great high priest. Because Jesus, the God-man, lived here upon the earth and experienced the limitations of being human being, he is able to symbolize and with the problems and concerns of human faces, the Bible says. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to symbolize and sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who is tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of needs. Hebrews 4:14-16. Jesus came to be an example for believers. Jesus came to provide an example for the believer on how to live one's life. When the person puts his faith in Christ, he is an example to follow. Jesus lived the perfect life as the perfect man with faith in his Father. Hence, we are told to walk just as he walked. 1 John 2:6. Peter says, to this you are called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his step. 1 Peter 2:21. Jesus provides the patterns of how believers should live. Jesus came to prepare humanity for a heavenly destination. Finally, Christ came to earth to prepare humanity for their heavenly destiny. The Son of God became a human, so that the human beings could eventually be fitted with a new nature, a perfect one. One day we shall be like him. Dear friends, we are the children of God. You will be not and has not been yet known to many, but we know that when he appears, he shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, 1 John 3:2, in Jesus' name, we shall have a body like his, who, by the power that enables him to bring and being everything under his control, would transform our lowly bodies to what they will be like, glorious in the body of Christ. Philippians 3:21. Believers have borne the image of the earthly man. Adam will also bear the image of the heavenly man, Jesus. Paul wrote, the first man was of the dust of the earth. The second man was from the heavens. As with the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as is the man from heaven, so also are those who are in heaven. 1 Corinthians 15:47-48. The same thing that hindered this from happening was sin. Summary and summation, the incarnation means that the eternal God became a human being. When the Bible speaks about Jesus coming into the flesh, it means he has a complete sinless human nature. The coming of Christ into the world was the following reasons. Jesus came to provide a further revelation of God. The Old Testament was incomplete, and the coming of Christ completed God's revelation. Jesus also came to fulfill promises to individuals. The Old Testament records promises made to the number of individuals who were filled in Christ. Jesus also to fulfill the law of Moses. He perfectly kept all the things together in the commandments of the law. Jesus also came to the sacrifice of the sins of the world because he lived in a sinless life. He could sacrifice himself. The coming of Christ not only fulfilled the old covenant, it also brought a new covenant into effect. Christ's coming was also to destroy the works of the devil. Christ also became an example of the believers. His perfect life sets the standard. Finally, Jesus' coming has prepared the way for believers to receive their new body, one without sin. The pagans formulated a holiday that we call Christmas, substantially run in the direction of Christ's action that is made to be changed. Christ Day, even though we knew what happened in 3 BC, the three wise men came. We need to change all the things that we speak and say. We need to come together in one body of Christ. We need to know that don't think about the gifts that you buy each other, but think about the poor and the helping and the homeless. Think about Christ coming up on this earth and how this coming days will be the Christ Day, the birth and a resurrection. We have to know that at 33, Christ then departed and went back into the heavens. We have to be prepared for this day accordingly. This is Apostle Charles Frederick Tolbert, and we ask that you visit us at www.cfacs.com. In Jesus' name, celebrate accordingly. Amen.